Good evening, Linda. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you.
The Bureau has many services, and they're getting more and more. What are some of the services that the public can access?
Well, the most recent innovation, of course, has been our information through fax. This is proving to be very popular with the public. We're getting thousands of requests for this information every day. Basically, it's a poll fax service. Almost all the Bureau's charts, satellite photos, the actual forecasts for each capital city are available through fax, and you just poll it when you want it.
Now, perhaps people may even have a fax machine but not know what poll fax is.
Basically, on each fax machine, there are a number of functions, and if you press the function key, this is the most usual way of doing it, you find one of the modes, poll, which is different to the normal mode that faxes operate, which is basically receive or transmit. This is where you actually request information from a source.
And so they can get the latest weather satellite photograph?
You can get latest everything. You can get satellite photos, you can get the actual charts, the forecast charts and the analyses that you see on the TV, and you can get a variety of things like sea and swell forecasts for those interested in surfing conditions. There are a whole list of them. There's actually a directory available which lists everything that's available.
How can people get hold of that directory?
Basically, the best idea would be to contact the Bureau. There's a lady called Helen Pierce at the Bureau of Meteorology, and she's the manager of this service, and she'd be able to give anyone the details that they want.
Now, you have also specialised services. Like, I've noticed that some people have got computers, and they've got the latest weather map or the rain image showing on that. Now, is that also available to people?
It is available, but it's mainly accessed by big companies, places like racing tracks and the MCG. They use these radar images for short-term forecasting, but usually the price of these is out of the range of most normal people. So fax is really the way to go, because just for a matter of, say, 50 cents to a dollar, you can get the information.
So the big companies, what, they'd be paying a couple of $1,000 to access it, would they?
Initially, it's run about, depending on the system, of course, the radar is about $2,500 for the installation, the establishment costs, and it's a couple of $100 a month, just the sort of rental fee.
Now, everyone will have seen the weather, satellite weather photos on television, and the ones that are on SBS are changed or enhanced, aren't they?
Yes, these are enhanced just to show where the major cloud bands are and how intense the rainfall is.
Now, of course, when we watch that news, we see these photographs only once a day. And on SBS, I've noticed recently they are broadcasting them more or less continuously when they're not transmitting their regular programs. How often do these satellites come down from the photographs come down from the satellites?
I'm not altogether sure on that one. It's either 30 minutes or an hour, but it's definitely as frequently as an hour. I know when there are tropical cyclones in a region, we can request them more frequently, but usually around about an hour, and certainly through the fax system, they're updated every hour.
So anyone wanting to watch a particular weather system developing, it would be worth their while dialing up, say, once an hour or so.
A lot of people do, particularly farmers. When you walk into their offices, they have a full wall devoted to these satellite pictures, just wall-to-wall fax. And a lot of people are taking a lot of interest, and they seem to have more confidence in the forecast if they can have a hard copy of the satellite picture to relate them to.
So basically, you can see the clouds before they come over the horizon.
Hopefully.
Yes. Do many people actually get into their own forecasting rather than rely on the Bureau's interpretation? Do they interpret them themselves?
Oh, no doubt this happens. The Bureau's forecast is the only official one. We'd be in a lot of strife if all sorts of different individuals were putting out forecasts and warnings. So basically the Bureau is the National Weather Authority. We put out the official forecast, but there's no way you can control what other people do, how they interpret those forecasts, particularly with things like arthritic knees and so forth.
Okay, rest assured, listeners, that the forecast we have here on Southern FM is the official version faxed to us by the Bureau of Meteorology.
Thank you for that.
Okay, well, Linda, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Thank you.